CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. President Trump's speech to Congress hits on tariffs, Ukraine, immigration, and promises of tax cuts. This message to Democrats.
I'm sure you're going to vote for those tax cuts, because otherwise I don't believe the people will ever vote you into office. So I'm doing you a big favor by telling you that.
There are also claims like this.
The days of rule by unelected bureaucrats are over.
The Democrats protesting with Trump's unelected cost and job cutter Elon Musk in the room. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes says claims had fact checkers busy and Democrats in the chamber angry.
Some ticked off Democrats held up signs that said false. And some of his claims were false, including this one.
I terminated the ridiculous Green New Scam.
That policy doesn't exist.
We ended the last administration's insane electric vehicle mandate.
That policy also doesn't exist.
The president has responded to a conciliatory social media post by Ukraine's President Zelensky. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz tells CBS Mornings that he expects all sides to be back to negotiations on ending the war soon.
I have literally just been on the phone with my counterpart, the Ukrainian National Security Advisor, talking about times, locations, delegations, and truly sitting down for what will be shuttle diplomacy between the United States, the Ukrainians, the United States, the Russians.
A long line of severe storms starts in North Florida and ends in Canada a day after heavy thunderstorms and tornadoes left death and damage in several southern states. Two people were killed in Mississippi, and the National Weather Service says a tornado was on the ground for 4 miles in tiny Ada, Oklahoma. CBS's Omar Villafranca is there.
Across the South, more than 300,000 people are still without power, including folks here in Oklahoma. But the good news is we have seen power crews from around the region out there working nonstop, but it could be days, maybe even weeks, before they have power again.
CBS's Steve Kathan has a look at how tickets for shows by Taylor Swift, Adele, and Ed Sheeran illegally wound up being sold for high prices.
Prosecutors say the URLs on the purchased tickets were swiped, emailed to others, then downloaded and resold on StubHub for big markups. It was StubHub that reported the issue. At least two arrests have been made. Prosecutors allege the crew raked in more than $600,000 in profits.
Wall Street is hoping for a rebound after 2 days of huge losses. A half hour before the opening bell, Dow futures are in negative territory, although the S&P is up 4.5. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 15-year-old boy was arrested in Caledonia last night in connection with the death of his mother. Police were called to a home last night on East White Manor Court at around 10:30. They arrived to find the teenager at the front door surrendering, later finding his mother's body inside the home. A wind advisory kicks in this afternoon and runs through midnight. Gusts could be reaching up to 50 miles an hour. Temperatures are expected to drop as winds pick up. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine City Council last night voted to give the council president, not the mayor, the power to appoint committee members. The mayor does retain veto power and the right to appoint alders to the executive committee. A 41-year-old convicted sex offender living near Knapp Elementary was arrested for possessing child sex abuse material. He faces multiple charges, including possession of child pornography. Senator Bernie Sanders will speak at UW Parkside Friday. It's part of what he calls a fighting oligarchy tour. The event aims to pressure GOP representatives to oppose cuts. And upcoming elections in Racine and Kenosha include contests for city council seats and school board positions. Voters can learn more about the candidates through the Racine County Eye's Get to Know the Candidates section. Learn more at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks with a win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Hawks 127-121. Atlanta had the lead midway through the game. Doc Rivers asked about what he didn't like about the Bucks defense in the first half.
I just thought they got in transition early. They made two or three threes off our missed layups. So second half, I thought we were way better. First half, I didn't think. We showed a video at halftime where first three steps we were jogging, they were running by us. Second half, we didn't do that, and we took that away from them.
College College hoops. It's the Badgers at Minnesota tonight in the border battle. Marquette on the road at UConn. The Packers re-signing their free agents. First, it was linebacker Isaiah McDuffie. Now, kicker Brandon McManus gets a three-year deal worth $15 million, $5 million guaranteed.
You know, I'm happy that it's in the past now. I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity. I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance to come back out here and play the game I love.
That's kicker Brandon McManus with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Rain is likely today. We could end up with another 1 to 2 tenths of an inch through the afternoon, and then the rain will switch to snow and it will become windy. Snow amounts will be generally light, but the wind could create areas of blowing snow at times. Our high today, 46, with temperatures falling into the 30s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus, your guide to forgetting the outside world for the next 5 hours. You can get lost in all these great tunes that I'm about to play, including a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget about half an hour from now. It's an interesting one.
These eyes cry every night.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
I'll never do me.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And a reminder that there are bargains waiting for you every hour of every day online on our website. They're called Big Deals, and you can save up to 50% off on goods and services and merchandise. And all you got to do is log on to our website, and at the top of the page, click on Big Deals, and then go shopping. See what's right for you. Save some money. It's WRJN.com.
Consider volunteering for the Senior Companion Program in Racine for all the right reasons.
I'm Bev Landerman. I'm from Racine. I have 93 years tucked away behind me. I'm soon to be 94.
I'm Nancy Johnson, and I'm from Racine. I am a volunteer, and I was home alone a lot. And I thought, you know, there's got to be people out there that are alone and want some company.
Oh, I look forward to having Nancy come to my house. She has become like a daughter and a sister, a little bit of everything, a good friend. Because I have a history background, I had fun encouraging her to redevelop her history background.
She has me reading books that are probably 900 pages I never would have done.
Learn how you can volunteer. Call the Senior Companion Program at 262-898-1941.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. This is Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse in Sturtevant. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. Every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch, from fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch. Flavor and love can be found in every bite. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local News Timeless Hits, WRJN. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, in roughly 20 minutes or so, going to set the feminist movement back by 50 years. Listen for it.
Don't let slip away. lost it. That love and feeling. Righteous Brothers on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Let's get you up to speed now on what's happening out there with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 15-year-old boy was arrested in Caledonia last night in connection with the death of his mother. Police were called to a home last night on East White Manor Court at around 10:30. They arrived to find the teenager at the front door surrendering, later finding his mother's body inside the home. Initial reports indicate the victim suffered from stab wounds and blunt force trauma. The investigation is continuing. A wind advisory kicks in later today and temperatures will drop. We'll get a look at that alert and the forecast coming up. Last night, the city council in Racine voted to shift some powers away from the mayor. The changes now give the council president authority to appoint people to the council committees. Prior, the mayor took on that role. The mayor used to appoint heads of those committees, but now the committee will vote on their own leadership. The mayor does keep veto power and the right to appoint alders to the executive committee. A convicted sex offender found living across the street from Knapp Elementary was arrested this week. The 41-year-old was taken into custody after investigators found child sex abuse material on his social media accounts and other evidence not suitable to mention. It's led to multiple charges, including possession of child pornography. Senator Bernie Sanders is scheduled to speak at UW Parkside Friday. It's part of what he calls a fighting oligarchy tour and targets districts narrowly won by Republicans in 2024. The rally in the DeSimone Arena aims to pressure GOP representatives to oppose cuts to social programs. Sanders' Wisconsin visit includes a stop in Altoona on Saturday. District 8 in Racine Unified is up in April. There's also several council seats up for grabs. In addition to a referendum request, there's a lot on the Racine ballot April 1st. If you want to get to know more about your candidates, check out Racine County I. They've got a Get to Know You section about the candidates on their website. Almost everyone running in the races have shared a little bit about themselves. You can read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Rain is likely today. We could end up with another 1 to 2 tenths of an inch through the afternoon, and then the rain will switch to snow and it will become windy. Snow amounts will be generally light, but the wind could create areas of blowing snow at times. Our high today, 46, with temperatures falling into the 30s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Harrison wrote that one. He was with the Beatles, but it was rejected by John and Paul. Ringo didn't have any say, I guess. Here is the Mindbenders, the Game of Love, on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. Last Friday was the Hermit's Hermits and the Association concert in Waukegan. And we asked for your comments, and we got a lot of nice comments. Hermit's Hermits were a blast, said Kenneth from Kenosha. Also, Randy and Deb from Kenosha said, loved the energy and showmanship of Peter Noon. So, let's play a song by Hermit's Hermits. Here is I'm Into Something Good, on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special.
Whenever you call me,
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, The Spinners, I'll Be Around. Because the world needs more rounds, apparently. I'm Dan Marcus, and if you were wondering, wonder no more, the Racine Raiders coming back to WRJN, starting with their first game and the entire 2025 season, to be heard here on WRJN. First game, early May. More details on the way as we get a little closer here on WRJN.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine. Wellness that works. On the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Let's open up the vault door. For another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. And I'll just preface this one by saying the opinions expressed by Joni Summers in the following song do not necessarily reflect those of Dan Marcus or WRJN, because this song comes from a whole different culture. In 1962, Joni Summers, who's singing this song, started out her career singing Pepsi jingles.
Come alive, come alive, you're in the Pepsi generation.
Joni Summers and a Pepsi commercial. Now, in the summer of 1962, the culture was very different, as you probably know or remember or are about to learn, because this song, well, it was 1962, and that's all I can say in its defense. We didn't know any better. Johnny Get Angry, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
Johnny, I said we were through, just to see what you would do. You stood there and hung your head, made me wish that I were dead. Oh, Johnny, get angry, Johnny, get mad. Give me the biggest lecture I ever had. I want a brave man, I want a caveman. Johnny, show me that you care, really care for me. Every time you dance with me, when he does, you never speak. Must you always be so meek? Oh, Johnny, get angry, Johnny, get mad. Give me the biggest lecture I ever had. I want a brave man, I want a caveman. Johnny, show me that you care, really care for me.
We'll be right back.
someone who she can always look up to. You know I love you, of course. Let me know that you're the boss. So Johnny, get angry, Johnny, get mad. Give me the biggest lecture I ever had. I want a great man, I want a caveman. Johnny, show me that you care, really care for me. Johnny, care for me, Johnny.
Johnny. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget from 1962, can you tell? From the lyrics. Another one coming up, but not from 1962. I wouldn't insult your intelligence twice in one day. It's coming up at 1:45-ish this afternoon on WRJN. WRJN. Boys High School basketball returns Friday night to WRJN. Racine Park taking on Milwaukee Bradley Tech. Pre-game Friday night, 6:30. Game time 7. Hear it all on WRJN.
Think of your fellow man. Lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. President Trump describes his first weeks back in the Oval Office this way.
It has been nothing but swift